I'm blessed in the name of the Lord.
Ẹ jẹ́ àtẹ̀síwájú láti yorùkọ Ọlọ́run.
Lift your hands to him and give him glory.
Yọ ọwọ́ rẹ sókè kí o sì fi gbogbo ògo fún.
Give him honor.
A fi ọlá fún.
Give him adoration.
Ẹ fi ìjọsìn fún.
He's worthy to be praised.
Òun ló yẹ láti yìn.
Praise him, praise him.
Ẹyìn, ẹyìn.
Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration.
Ẹ fi gbogbo ògo ọlá àti yìn fún.
There's no one like him.
Kò sí ẹni tí ó dàbí rẹ̀.
Bless his holy name.
Ẹ bùkún fún orúkọ mímọ́ rẹ̀.
Bless his holy name.
Ẹ bùkún fún orúkọ mímọ́ rẹ̀.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni ajosi.
Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord.
O Lord,
O Lord, my God,
how excellent is your name.
Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. The God of yesterday, we bless your name. The God of today, we worship you. The God of a glorious tomorrow, we bow before
you.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for bringing us into the new year. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. In all our lives, please do something new today. Let us have a new encounter with you. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout
hallelujah.
And then shake hands with two or three people. And tell them, I'm expecting something new from God today. I'm expecting something new from God today. And if you really mean that, then put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. Jeremiah 33.
Where Jeremiah, Ori Ketalilogbon.
Verse 20 to 21.
Ese ogun ati ikokanlelogun.
Jeremiah 33.
Jeremiah, Ori Ketalilogbon.
Verse 20 to 21.
Ese ogun ati ikokanlelogun.
Thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi, beyin ba le ba majemu mi ti osan ati majemu mi ti oru je, ti osan ati oru ko le si ni akoko won.
Then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites the priests my ministers.
Nigba naa ni majemu mi pelu Dafidi iranse mi le baje pe ki ohun ki o ma le ni omo lati joko lori ite re ati pelu awon omo Levi awon alufa awon iranse mi.
Our God is a covenant keeping God.
Olorun wa je Olorun tin pa majemu mo.
Every time the sun rises,
ni igba ki igba ti orun ba yo,
it is an assurance that God will keep his covenant.
Oyin ni idaniloju pe Olorun pa majemu re mo.
He says, if you can break my covenant with day and night,
oni ti eyin ba le ba majemu mi ti pelu osan ati oruje.
If you can get a day when there is no night, or a night when there is no day,
te ba le ri ojo kan ti oni si oru tabi oru ti oni si ojo,
he said, then can my covenant be broken?
Pe igba na le to le ba majemu mi je.
And so I have good news for someone today.
Mo wa ni iroyin ayo fun enikan ni iloni.
That the Almighty God who said he would do a new thing,
be Olorun Olodumare to ni ohun o se ohun tuntun,
we begin to do a new thing in your life today.
Amen. Yo bere si ni se ohun tuntun yi ninu aye re latoni lo.
He has done a lot of new things before.
O ti se opolopo ohun tuntun seyin.
And we want to focus this morning on doing a new things financially.
Awa fe wo koko bi Olorun se le se ohun tuntun ninu aye wa ni ona ti isuwo na.
In 1 Kings chapter 17,
ninu iwe oba kini ori ketadinlogun,
from verse 8 to 16,
ese ikejo si ikerindinlogun,
1 Kings 17, 8 to 16,
oba kini ori ketadinlogun ese ikejo si ikerindinlogun,
we saw the story of the widow of
Zarephath,
who said, I have nothing left, nothing extra. The only meal left is for me and my son to eat and die. And the Almighty God took nothing extra.
Olorun si mu ohun ni to je pe to seku kan soso ni ni,
and turn it to several more extras.
O si wa yi si opolopo iseku ati iseku lera lera.
I believe God for someone here today.
Mo gba Olorun gbo fun enikan ni yin loni,
that even if your hand is already touching the bottom of your pocket,
bo tile je pe owo re ti bere si ni kan sale apo,
before the end of this month,
ki osu yo to koja,
you will know what is called abundance.
Amen.
And in 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to
7,
we see the story of the widow of one of the sons of the prophets.
Ari opo to je ikan lara won omo alufa omo woli.
When the man of God asked her, what do you have in the house?
Nigbati ojise Olorun bere lowo re pe ki lo ni nle?
He said, nothing but a bottle of oil.
Oni ko si nkan kan bi ko se kolobo ororo kan.
Very, very little left.
Yeah, kini sin lo si wa nu re.
And the Almighty God took very little left,
Olorun si wa mu ohun kekere to seku yi,
and turn it to more than sufficient.
O wa yi si eyi to to anti to seku.
There might be one or two people here today.
A le ri enikan tabi meji ni ilo ni.
You just have enough even to get here.
Ohun kan to ku pe kekere loku olugbe ode yin.
In the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko na to ga ju gbogbo oruko lo,
before this month is over,
ki osu yo to re koja,
you will know the meaning of abundance.
Amen. Wa mo itumo anito ati aniseku.
And then we find in the story of 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 6 to 15.
Awari ninu iwe Chronicle keji ori kini ese ikefa si ikerindinlogun.
2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 6 to 15.
Iwe Chronicle keji ori kini ese ikefa si ikerindinlogun.
We have the story of Solomon.
Ari itan oba Solomoni.
Who already had enough.
Eni to ni to.
Because you must have enough for you to offer 1,000 offering at a time.
Tori akuse o le fi ore ebo lona egberun fun Olorun.
And the Almighty God took enough.
Olorun wa mu yi to ni to ni.
And turn it to a situation where somebody became so rich there's nobody like him before.
To wa di pe o lola o lowo ati ola to bege ko si eni to 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 shaju re.
And there had not been anyone like him after him. It's been a long time that we have been believing God. That God will raise up somebody among us. Who will be able to say, Daddy,
Daddy,
anytime there is something to be done, don't announce it. Just give me a phone call. Any amount that you need to do the work that needed to be done, there is no limit. Just tell me what. I am believing God. This covenant keeping God. That in this year of new things, He will raise up that fellow among us. How will He do it? Well, ask yourself, how has He been doing it? He brought water out of the rock before. How did He do it then? I don't know. He just did it. When in the wedding in Canaan of Galilee, when they said they lacked wine,
but when wine it
he turned water to the best wine available.
Oh, you saw me the wine to daraju.
How did he do it? I don't know. He just did it. And because he has been the unchangeable God since then. And
he's
still the unchangeable God till now. And he's a covenant keeping God. The same God who said to me, my son, I give you the liberty to speak a word into the life of those who want the word. This covenant keeping God is speaking through me today to somebody here. Before the end of this month, you will know the meaning of abundance.
Amen.
Before the end of this year, at least one of you here, one of you here this morning, will come to me.
Yo wa ba mi.
I say, Daddy,
we pay Daddy,
anything you need,
onko te ba nilo,
just let us know.
Esa jamo.
Stop announcing it.
E ma se filo mo.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To ba je wole ni na ki hallelujah.
This covenant keeping God.
Olorun tin pa ma je mo mo yi.
Said to Abraham.
Oh, so from Abraham.
In Genesis chapter 12.
Nino we Genesis ori kejila.
Verse 1-3.
Ese kinisi keta.
Genesis 12 verse 1-3.
Genesis ori kejila. Ese kinisi keta.
He said, I will bless you.
Oni emi o bukun fun o.
I will make you a blessing.
Masi so di bukun.
He said, through you the whole nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Nipa re gbogbo orilede agbaye ni o di alabukun fun.
He was talking to a man who had nothing. If Abraham had been rich when God was speaking to him,
to ba je pe Abraham ti loro nigba ti Olorun ba soro yi ni,
it would have been difficult for him to leave home when God asked him to leave home.
Iba ma se se fun lati kuro nile nigba ti Olorun lo kuro nbe.
But within a very short period of time,
sugbon laarin akoko ti o pe rara,
by the time we got to Genesis 24,
nigba ti o fi de Genesis ori 24
verse 34 to 35,
ese ikerin le logbon si ikarun din ni ogoji,
Genesis 24 verse 34 to 35.
Genesis ori kerinlelogbon ese kerinlelogbon si ikarun din ni ogoji.
The Bible tells us that God has blessed Abraham mightily.
Bibeli so pe Olorun ti bukun fun Abraham to be ge.
He had plenty of silver, he had plenty of gold.
O ni opolopo wura ati opolopo fadaka.
He had an army of servants.
O si ni awon iranse to da bi omo ogun.
Because that God is a covenant keeping God.
Nitori Olorun yi o je Olorun tin pa majemu
mo. Because that God is still alive to today.
Nitori pe Olorun yi sin be laye ti doni.
Someone listening to me here today,
eni kan be ni to ngbo mi laaro yi,
before the end of this year,
ki odun yi to pari,
you will be employing thousands of people.
Opolopo egberun ni wa ma gba sise.
When I was younger,
nigba ti mo si kere ju bayi lo,
some of my friends used to joke.
Awon kan lara awon ore mi won ma nse awada kan,
and they say money is not my problem.
Won pe owo o ki se wahala fun won.
My problem is how to spend it.
Esugbon ohun ti won ogbon won ni won ologbon ba won se na.
It's a joke.
Awada no ma nda nigba yen.
Because most of them were earning about 60 pounds a month then.
Nitori oye ti owo oya ni kankan o ju bi ogota apon lo nigba yen.
But I am not joking this morning.
Sugbon o mo ba yin sawada laaro yin.
When I speak to the life of someone here,
nigba ti mo ba en ti mo soro sinu aye enikan niyin,
in the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko ti oju gbogbo oruko lo,
before the end of this year,
ki odun yi to pari,
your prayer will be, God, how do you want me to spend this money?
Adura re ni yo je pe Olorun owo to fun mi yi bawo lo se fe ki na.
Now there are some basic covenants of God.
Sugbon awon majemu kankan pato pato wa.
One is called the covenant of seed and harvest.
Ikan ni a n pe ni majemu ti ifurugbin ati ikore.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
We Galatia ori kefa ese ikeje.
Galatians 6 verse 7.
We Galatia ori kefa ese ikeje.
He said, be not deceived.
Oni ki amaton yi je.
God is not mocked.
A ko le sawo fu.
A o le gan Olorun.
A o le dan Olorun.
Whatsoever a man sows,
ohun ko ti eniyan ba furugbin,
that shall he also reap.
O na ni yo ka.
It is the covenant of sowing and reaping.
O na ni majemu bi a furugbin ati esu ati ikore.
It's such a powerful covenant.
O je majemu to lagbara to be
ge. That God use it to himself.
Ti Olorun gangan funra re lo.
He had one begotten son.
O ni omo bibi kan soso.
He wanted more children.
O si fe opolopo omo.
He sold the only one he had.
O wa furugbin omo kan soso to ni yi.
So that he can become the firstborn of many brethren.
Ki o le je akopi lado lara awon opolopo arakunrin.
Because he sold Jesus.
Nitori pe Olorun funra re pe Christi.
That's why all over the world today there are people called the children of God.
Idini to fi je pe kakiri agbaye la fi ri awon ti an pe ni omo Olorun.
How many children of God are here today?
Omo Olorun melo ni nbe ni laaro yi.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Gbo ko ki hallelujah.
I want you to know,
mo fe ko mo,
that the law of harvest is not a contract.
O pe ofin ikore ki se oya.
It is a covenant.
Imagine,
you must key into that covenant this year.
Oni lati so ara re po mo majemu yi lodun yi.
You must begin to sow like you have never done before.
O wa ni lati ma furugbin ju ti ateyin wa lo.
I have told those who are close to me.
Mo ti so fun awon ti won so mo mi.
Any time we are I'm about to enter a new year,
nigba ki gba tin ba fe wo odun tuntun,
I sit down and calculate how much I need for the coming year.
Ma wa joko ma wo woye elo ni mo nilo fun odun to nbo.
And then I will sow accordingly.
Ma wa furupin gege bi iye ti mo ni.
I know that if I sow into a good soil,
mo mo pe ti ma furupin si ile to lora,
at least there will be a 30-fold returns.
Mo mo pe ilopo ni lo ogbon o kere ju ni ma ri pa
minimum.
Okay,
and so every year I calculate how much I'm going to need for the coming year.
Ni gbogbo odun ni mo ma nfi gbe isiro le pe ilo ni mo nilo fun odun to nbo.
And I show accordingly.
Ni pa bayi ni ma fi wa furugbin.
And God has not failed me once.
Olorun still fi gba kan ja mi kule ri.
Not once.
Ise kan ko se ri.
I remember one occasion.
Mo wa ranti igba kan.
The head usher then.
Olori awon eso nigba yen
brought a check back to me.
Won wa da iwe so we so do kan pada fun mi.
That I wrote for my offering.
Wi pe iye ti mo da gege bi ore.
He says, "Daddy, are you sure you didn't make a mistake?"
Pe se iye te fe kogan re, se ti ba si se nbe nbe o.
I laughed.
Mo wa rerin.
I said, "You haven't seen anything yet."
Oh, ti ri nkan kan o.
This is just the beginning.
Pe a se se meye bo la ko ni.
I thank the Almighty God.
Mo wa dupe lowo Olorun Olodumare.
That he enabled me to key into the covenant of sowing and reaping.
Wi pe o fun mi ni anfani lati so ara mi po mo majemu ti iko ifurupin ati ikore.
I can say with all humility.
Mo le so pelu gbogbo irele.
And with all assurance.
Ati pelu idaniloju gidigidi.
I can never be poor again.
Ko mi o le toshimo.
Because I have discovered the secret of sowing and reaping.
Nitori mo ti se awari o majemu ifurupin ati ikore.
Covenant number 2
of majemu keji
is the covenant of tithing.
Do na ni majemu ti da mewa.
God said with his own mouth.
Olorun fun ara fe nu ara re so wi pe
he said, "Bring all the tithes into my house."
E mu gbogbo ida mewa wa si ile mi.
So that there be meat in my house.
E o je ki o le wa ni ile mi.
He said, "Test me thereby."
O ni e fi eyi don mi wo.
God said, "Test me."
Olorun ni ke fi yi don wo.
Check and find out.
Pe lo wo iwoye.
If I will open the windows of heaven.
Ti mi o ba ni si fere si orun sile.
And pour you a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive.
Ki wa tu opolopo ibukun sori yin ti e o ni ni yara to lati gba.
It is a covenant from God.
O je ma je mu lati odo Olorun.
He said, "Listen, it may take time."
O ni e pe ti le ko eleyi le pe.
You may not seem to be seeing the result yet.
Only dabi eni pe o ti e ri abayo re nisisin.
I can assure you.
Esugbon mo fi mu da yin loju.
You will not die.
Pe o ni ku.
Until you see the return.
Titi e o fi ri ere re.
I thank the Almighty God.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun Olodumare.
That he opened my eyes to key into the covenant of tithing.
Pe o la mi loju. Lati le so ara mi po mo ma je mu ida mewa yi.
Towards the end of last year,
nigba ti odun to koja fe pari,
I was talking to the Almighty God.
Mo ba Olorun Olodumare soro,
thanking him for my covenant partners of the past 10 years.
Mo wa dupe lowo Olorun fun awon alabajopin majemu pelu mi fun odun mewa to koja.
You know, when I became 60,
nigba ti mo pe 60 odun,
I call some people who will be my covenant partners.
Mo pe awon kan ti won o je alajo omo ni majemu pelu mi.
Group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4.
Apa kini, apa keji, apa keta ati kerin.
And that I want them to be my covenant partners for 10 years.
Mo wa ni pe fun odun mewa pere ni a o jo se majemu yi.
So I was saying to God, 10 years is ending.
Pe odun mewa ti fe pe.
Do you want me to have a new set of covenant partners?
Nje fe kin tun bere lakoto ni bi.
Do I call for another group for another 10 years?
Taking pay awon mi for odun mewa mi ni.
You know what he said to me?
Je mo to Olorun so fun mi.
He said, "You can call for a new group of partners."
O ni e le pe fun awon tuntun.
Don't say 10 years.
Sugbon ma so pe odun mewa mo.
I said, "Why, daddy?"
Mo ni kilo de o baba.
He said, "Because you called those covenant partners for 10 years, I had to keep them alive for 10 years."
E tori ko so ko odun mewa ni o lo je ki pa won mo fun odun mewa.
He said, "Check."
Pe kiyesi o.
Of all those who were your partners.
Pe ni gbogbo awon ti won je alabasisepo pelu re.
That you called, that they said they would be your partners for 10 years.
To pe ti won si so wi pe awon o ba
Not one of them had died in 10 years. He said, because you said 10 years, I had to keep them alive for 10 years. So he said, if you are calling for new partners this time, don't say 10 years.
I said,
how many years? He said, 3 years. I said, ah, Lord, help me. Let's make it at least 5 years. He's a covenant keeping God. He will keep his covenant. He will not allow you to die until he has repaid you for whatever you have given unto him. Every one of you who are faithful in the payment of your tithe, this year will be your year of harvest. And then there is the covenant of the first fruit. The first fruit is not a contract. It's not something God say if you do. It's a covenant. Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 9 and 10. Proverbs 3 verses 9 and 10. It says, honor the Lord with your substance. And the first fruit of your increase is that then your barn will burst with wine. The Lord is saying, if you enter into a covenant with me, that every year you will honor me with the first fruit of your increase, I will bring you to a level that you will say, God, this is becoming too much. The kind of blessing that you will say, God, this is too much, is coming the way of somebody this year. You know, you need to do is take a look at what happened to Isaac. In Genesis chapter 22, read it from verse 1 to 18. When the Lord asked
Abraham,
I know you love
Isaac,
your only son Isaac, I want him. I want to find out, do you love Isaac more than you love me? And Abraham said, anything you want, you can have, O Lord.
Abraham was a punk.
And when the father began to tie Isaac down, Isaac surrendered himself and allowed himself to be bound. Then God intervened and said to Abraham, because of this your first fruit sacrifice, not just increase now, but the whole thing you have, you are sacrificing it to me. He said, I swear. He said, by myself, I find sworn. In blessing, I will bless you. And this boy who said, I surrender all to you, he said, I will multiply him. I pray for someone here today. No matter how great you are already, in the name that's above every other name, the Almighty God will multiply you.
Amen.
Some years ago, I was reading a scientific journal. And they were comparing the weapons of America to the weapons of Russia. And they said Russia had increased his weapon by, I think, 50,000 missiles or something.
Wọ́n wá ní àwọn ará Russia, wọ́n ti sọ ohun ìjà wọn, wọ́n ti sọ, wọ́n ti jẹ́ kó pọ̀ sí níwọ̀n bí ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà àádọ́ta.
But that America had multiplied her weapons threefold.
Ṣùgbọ́n o, ìlú America ti wá sọ títí ẹ̀ di púpọ̀ ní ọ̀nà bí ìlọ́po mẹ́ta.
And I, before I read further, I thought, oh, Russia must be the biggest now.
Mo ki n to ka siwaju mo nro ninu okan mi pe ah ilu Russia ti po ju America lo.
Then the next paragraph said,
awon ti o tele ti won so wi pe
there is a difference between addition and multiplication.
Pe iyato nbe ninu aropo ati isodi pupo.
And I saw the picture clearly.
Nigba na lo wa ye mi.
I have good news for somebody here today.
Mo wa ni iroyin ayo fun enikan tin be ni ilu ni.
My father will multiply you this year.
Baba mi tin be lorun yo so di pupo lodun yin.
You have enjoyed addition before.
O ti gbadun aropo saju.
From now on,
lati sisin yi lo,
you will enjoy multiplication.
E so di pupo ni wa ma gbadun loruko Jesu.
If you are the one, let me hear you say, it is me God is talking to this
Amen.
Man.
It is me. So fun Olorun to ba je wole ni na pe emi ni eni na ti Olorun so nipa re.
God is a covenant keeping God.
Olorun je Olorun tin pa majemu mo.
In the covenant,
ninu majemu,
only death can release you from the covenant.
Iku nikan lo le ya o nipa ninu majemu
yi. I encourage you this morning.
Mo wa gba o niyanju laaro yi.
Enter into a covenant with God.
Ba Olorun da majemu.
Enter into a covenant of sowing and reaping.
Gba Olorun da majemu irugbin ati ikore.
Enter into a covenant of paying all your tithes.
Gba Olorun da majemu pe wa san gbogbo idamewa re.
Enter into the covenant of honoring God with the increase of your first fruit.
Ba Olorun da majemu pe wa bu ola fun Olorun nipa ti akoso eso.
Or go deeper and enter into a covenant of first fruit sacrifice with your God.
Tabi ki o tile tesiwaju. Ba Olorun da majemu nipa ti gbogbo akoso eso re patapata.
Even before the end of this month,
ki oyosu yi o tile to pari,
you will be singing,
wa ma ko orin,
my God is a covenant keeping God.
Olorun mi je Olorun tin pa majemu mo.
Let me see you stand on your feet and shout a big hallelujah to God.
Yo, what did you say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If there's anyone here who is not yet a true child of the living God,
ti a ba ri enikeni ni ti o ti di omo Olorun Olodumare,
the first thing you should do is surrender your life to him.
Ohun akoko to ye ko se ni pe ki o fi aye re fun.
He is a covenant keeping God.
O je Olorun tin pa majemu mo.
He can take care of you from beginning to the end.
O le pa omo lati ibere de opin.
But you must surrender your life to him first.
Ṣugbọn o ni lati kọkọ jọwọ aye re fun.
So if there's anyone here who is not yet born again,
ti a ba wa ri enikeni ni ti o ti di atunbi,
and you want to surrender your life to Jesus,
ti o si fe fi aye re fun Jesu,
come now before I count five.
Ma bo nisisin yi kin to ka on kami lori marun.
Because the rest of us, we want to pray. So if you want to come, come quickly. I'm counting now. One.
Any.
Two.
Eji.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
Now as you come, talk to the Almighty God. Ask him to save your soul. Tell him you are surrendering your life to him now.
And
from now on, let him be your Lord and your Savior. Keep coming, those of you who are on the way. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the Almighty God will save their souls today, that he will forgive all their sins, and he will give them a brand new beginning. Let's pray for them, brethren.
And
those of you who are still coming, keep coming and pray as you come, that the Lord will save your soul today.
He
will become your Lord and Savior forever. Let's pray for them, brethren, for another 30 seconds. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, covenant keeping God. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ati gbadura.
Savior, we bless your name.
Olugbala abukun fun o.
Thank you because you are able to save to the uttermost.
Adupe wipe yin le gbala titi dopin.
These people have come to you now. Please save their souls in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life. And from now on, let new things begin to happen in their lives. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward this morning. I want to promise you from now, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. And I promise you, I'll be praying. I want you to enter into a covenant with God. You know at which level you want to enter. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to discuss with the Almighty God on your own. Lord, I'm entering into the covenant of sowing and reaping with you. I'm entering into a covenant of paying all my tithes. I'm entering into the covenant of honoring you with the first fruit of my increase. Oh, I want to enter into a covenant of that first fruit sacrifice, that highest level where you have to multiply me. I want to enter into this covenant with you. Go ahead, talk to him. Just between you and him now. Father, we bless your name. Thank you because you are a covenant keeping God. Once you speak, it is done. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, it is in your name that I decree this morning. All of you who are here this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, enter into a covenant of abundance. Enter into a covenant of more than enough.
Majemu anitu ati anisheku.
Enter into a covenant of divine multiplication.
Ewo Majemu isodi kupo latoke wa.
You will never lack again.
Ewo nishi alaini mo.
You will never borrow again.
Ewo ni yawo mo.
You will always have more than sufficient.
Ewo ni anitu ati anisheku.
And God will use you mightily for His glory.
Oh Lord, you see, Lord, you give it for glory.
And the miracles will begin right now.
Amen. Ishe yanu na you see better. This is it.
The Lord will bless your offering.
Oh Lord, you go for rain.
He will sanctify.
You hear me more.
And He will use it for His glory.
You see, Lord, for glory.
And even before this week is out,
you
will have testimonies.
Wanyeri.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.